Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Room. Cunningham's Room, the only bar you need to know in Cardiff.
The world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so you'll get a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's coming up later on in the program. So stay with us for that. 1-888-455-3776. Also, the Dead Popper inbox. We're working on that. Evidently, we've changed our email stuff, Derek. What's going on?
I have no idea. I hate computers.
I do too. I don't get them.
I don't know
what's going on. But we'll hopefully be able to get to that in a little bit. So your hot topics may have to fire you this way via the phone today. 1-888-455-ESPN. Going to get rid of another Sun Heat system. Energy-efficient space heater this week. So far, everything going good with that. So glad to have you along with us. Not a whole lot scheduled as far as guests on the show today. We'll talk with Hastings College of soccer coach on the men's side. They're in California. Chris Crank is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. They're playing in the NAIA National Tournament. We'll get a couple of updates from him, a little preview about the team they're playing from Concordia, Oregon tonight. And
How many Concordias are there out there? 3 dozen.
There's a lot. Enough that you can have a tournament.
There you go. A Concordia tournament.
There's a lot of them. So that's coming up on the show today. And as we said, we welcome your calls, 1-888-455-ESPN. Monday Night Football last night. Houston ends up with a 30-17 win. And here's where I'm going to start. And this will go out to one of my buds. But let's face it. For most people, fantasy football ended this weekend because the playoffs will now begin the regular season, and that's fine. Some people you're going to go, oh, I don't talk about it. But you know what? A ton of people are geeks like me. Derek?
Yes.
Daddy?
Yes.
Okay. And in more than one league, but let's just cut right to the chase. Let's just cut it right to the bottom. I'm in position to win a league, and we're not going to go back to all the other crap that happened. We're going to cut it down to the last minute of the last game of the fantasy regular season, which is last night. Okay, I've already done my job. I've won. So it's like the Big 12 South. There's the potential for a three-way tie. And of course, in fantasy, most of the time the commissioner is just lucky to get things, you know, done. Nobody really wants to be the commissioner. Some people do, but most people, I don't want to be. You don't want to be. I don't want to be the commissioner.
Right.
So really, you don't know what the tie-breaking rule is. Kind of like many people didn't know what it was in the Big 12 South till a week ago. So, head-to-head. Well, in this league, there's 10 teams, so you play some people twice and some people once. Well, the leader, I happened to play in the last week. He beat me earlier in the year. I beat him this week. Yay. So
we'd have to drop down.
We're tied now for the league. There's a couple other teams that were tied with me, but two of them lost, and one of them was going into last night. They were down, or they were up, excuse me.
Oh, no.
Up.
This team, Steve Slayton.
Oh, no. This team was up 17 points, and they were done. So one of the bottom dwellers of the league needed to win, and I would win first. They had Kevin Walter and Maurice Jones-Drew going last night. I need 17 points. You get a point for every 10 yards, rushing, receiving. You get a point for every catch. You get 6 points for every touchdown. And I think, apparently, you lose 2 points for a fumble. I'm not sure. In one of the leagues, that is. It doesn't matter. Here's the bottom line. What did Maurice Jones-Drew do last night?
Nothing.
Exactly. What did Kevin Walter do last night?
Less than nothing.
He had two catches, 38 yards. And one of them was a 30-yarder in the fourth quarter. So it looks hopeless. But like the Nebraska men's basketball team, here comes a ray of hope. I should have known. I should have walked over. I should have grabbed the protective cup and put it on before the fourth quarter of last night's game began.
No!
Now, I don't know how many people stayed up to watch the very end of the football game last night. But all the scoring happened in the fourth quarter. It was like 16-3, and it ends up 30-17. Slayton had a nice... That, he's not a factor. On a couple of plays, oh, here's a pass to Maurice Jones-Drew. Oh, there's a point. I'm down like 10. 8.
And you're cheering for the bottom draw.
7. Yeah, I need Jones-Drew or Kevin Walter to get 6 more points. Even a tie would be good enough. It's 96-90, I think, in this league. Here's this little dump-off pass to Maurice Jones-Drew. It's just like a little 2-yard pass out in the flat.
He drops it.
No, he catches it. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another tackle. This is like at the 20. Spins off another tackle. There can't be anybody left. He's dragging guys. He's down to the 6. He's down to the 5. He's Jim Rose. He's down to the 4. He's down to the 3. And he's brought down at the 2-yard line. First and goal.
So you're thinking, here we go.
Hey, great job.
Woo-hoo!
He picked up 3 points on that one right there because he got like 2 points for the yardage and 1 for the catch. So I'm 3 back. They're at the 2. Here they come. Power set. Houston couldn't give a damn if these guys score. They turn around. They hand it off. Touchdown, Jaguars! Woo!
It's the other running back.
Fred Taylor.
No!
Final score?
96-93.
Oh,
if it's Maurice Jones-Drew, I win the league. It's Fred Taylor, I get 3rd because of the tiebreaker.
Jump all the way to 3rd.
I feel like Texas Tech today.
Oh, Douglas. 3rd. You don't even, it's not like it knocks you off your perch and you get 2nd.
Oh, no.
Knocks you to 3rd.
Wow. Because now we come to like total points instead of head-to-head is the way I... Seriously. To those who know me best... Would you be surprised by any other result?
I must be honest, no, I would not be. I would assume it came down to less than a point, but...
I mean, Fred Taylor walked into the end zone like there was 3 guys on defense. It was that bad. And so, I limped up the stairs, went to bed, and went, there you have it, another season in a nutshell, shall we say.
A broken nutshell.
Unbelievable. Drew takes you all the... I mean, a couple years ago when he was big, I had Fred Taylor. Fred would always run it down to the 5, and here comes Marie. Go, Drew! Cut down! Yay! Oh, no, now that the tables are turned, the same ass-kicking.
No!
Well, Slayton ran a ball down to the 2-yard line. They at least gave him the ball twice and let him try and score the touchdown and get in and reward him for the work he did.
I'm not an NFL athlete, and I'm not a college athlete. And maybe this has something to do just strictly with fantasy. But you know what? If I was Brandon Jacobs, I would make sure that Derek Ward, whatever, I'd make sure he was locked in the locker room. Same way with Jones-Drew. Same way with the Pittsburgh Steelers trio of running backs now. Who the hell is
Gary Russell?
What in that? Why would... If Gary Russell can't get you a yard from the 40, then why do you put him in at the 1? He's not the bus. He's not Jerome Bettis. I mean, not only do you not use Willie Parker, and Mawelde Moore is right behind him. I mean, solid, good football coaches, explain to me why that is. And explain to me, you know, you can give me that basic, all they care about is winning. Bull. You don't need a Gary Russell on your team. Either of the other guys can get in the end zone. It's not like you're driving a truck versus a Yugo. You're NFL running backs running behind NFL lines. This platooning of backs is crap. And that's, I mean, they're all making money. I scored 10 touchdowns. Rushed for 87 yards this year, but I scored 10 touchdowns.
Well, I don't understand why you know, these guys are in world-class shape, but yet they run from the 22 to the 2, and they got to have a blow.
Oh, yeah.
They're over there with the oxygen on, like, where's the towel? Shoot some water in my mouth. Give me a blow. Coach Scott, gotta have a minute. So Marion Barber comes out, and in comes Tashard Choice. What? To who?
Yeah.
To who?
Yeah. A guy that shouldn't even be on the team. Am I off base? 1-888-455-ESPN, even from a non-fantasy point. I mean, that we kind of went from fantasy football over to just a general point. We don't need these clowns.
Well, Quentin Castile. There's one for Nebraska. 12 carries, 12 yards.
Well, there's... Oh!
Can't hang on to the football. What's he doing in there? Now, Grant.
Fred Taylor.
Of how long's all the Fred people, Taylor? Would you look that up, Gary? How long's Fred Taylor been in the league for?
To knock me in the back of the head with a frying pan. I've supported Fred Taylor.
This is his 11th season. He's drafted in 98, I think.
I've drafted Fred Taylor.
98.
I love Fred Taylor. And what does Fred Taylor do? Steals my Christmas present. Steals.
He could steal it. He, like, burned it. He burned it up because he burned it, burned down the house.
He walked into my house. He took my leg lamp, and he just paraded it down the street. It's just not right.
You know what's great this time of the fantasy years? You get people that aren't good that all of a sudden, when they're playing you, want to send you dirty text messages on Sunday morning to try and incite you. And I'm like, who is this magic man you speak of? And I text him back and say, what is your record? He's like, 3-9. I'm like, why would you say anything? Go away to your little cave, little man. Go away to your little cave.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the show. Maybe we'll read it. Who knows? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Okay.
Fast Willie Fires. It says, Gary Russell's been on the team for 5 years and is a great goal line threat.
Yeah, has anybody heard of him before this year? Then why the hell has he been on the team 5 years?
Wasted spot. He must be a great special teams player.
Oh, awesome. He's just great. He's so good they played him this year. First four, not good. This year, awesome.
I'm with you, Doug. Now,
okay, here.
Now, I like what, if you go back over the past, I think it's good to have different style of running backs. Like, but for the Brandon Jacobs example, those guys are all power guys. There's not one that's speed. I mean, you don't have a LaDainian Tomlinson and a, let's just say, Michael Turner, like it used to be, where you had the power guy and you had the little shifty guy. I mean, two contrasting styles. I like that you can mix it up like that. But why do you have three guys? And I don't understand. And it seems to me that it doesn't even have to be a 20-yard run. Everybody, if you're at the 11-yard line and you run it down to the one, coach, got to have... You know, tap the old helmet, get me out of here. Gotta have that oxygen mask on me. Now, you just told us in the pregame that you ran the same hills that Walter Payton ran 9 times a day instead of Walter 7 times a day. Did you tell us that you ran 3 triathlons this summer of every week because you're a world-class athlete in world-class shape and nobody works harder than you? But yeah, you get to the 1-yard line, you gotta have a break? You know, Jerry Rice, you mock Jerry Rice and his workout regimen in the pregame because you're the hardest worker in the NFL. And you brought up last night's ball game. On fourth and goal from the 5, David Garrard trips under the center's feet. What is going on? That's embarrassing. That's a football team in total. Now, they'll probably win out or something. Let me pick against you, Jacksonville.
Before we go to break, I've printed up the lines for college and NFL football for this week. How are the Chargers favored by 10 over anybody? I don't care if it's the Raiders. 9.5 or 10.
That's Thursday night game, by the way.
The Jacksonville, Chicago, Houston, Green Bay games are not up on the board. Some other ones I find, so here's some other. Indy favored by 14 over Cincinnati. Tennessee, 14 over Cleveland. Minnesota, 11, 10, 10. Now it's down to 10 over Detroit. Some early money on Detroit. Baltimore, the exciting Sunday night game, 6-3. Baltimore is favored by 5. The New York Football Giants favored by 8 over Philadelphia. The Saints favored by 3 over Atlanta. The Jets favored by 4 at San Francisco. Buffalo favored by 1 point. How?
Yeah,
how?
They're home. Load up on Miami.
They're
load
home.
Up.
They're home. They're home.
Is this game in Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
Kansas sure. City at Denver. The big game that we gave away on the Rocky Mountain Mile High giveaway. Denver favored by, how many you think?
Well, they just won on the 3.5, 4.
9. Denver favored by 9. Arizona favored by 13.5 over St. Louis. Seattle at home, an underdog to New England by 4.5 points. Monday night, Carolina favored over Tampa by 3. And the big game of the week, as we said yesterday, Pittsburgh favored by 3 over Dallas. So they figure that's an even game, 3 points for the home field.
Should be great football game.
Yeah, it should be a great football game. You know what? Here's another thing. We have so many NFL games that we can choose to air here on ESPN. Do you know that's not one of them this week?
What are your other choices?
We have no option to carry the Pittsburgh Steelers Dallas Cowboy game this week.
Well, Kansas City, at that time's like Kansas City Denver.
No. Don't have an option to carry that one. This has nothing to do with regionalization. Don't have an option to carry either one of those football games on Sunday.
So what did you have to pick from? New England, Seattle, and St. Louis, Arizona?
Hold on.
I'm just going down the 4 o'clock games. You've got New York and San Francisco.
Here are ours. No. You get each network gives you an early game and a late game. Okay. So you get two choices of early games and late games. The early games for this week, which they just picked 2 weeks ago, mind you, because late in the season they don't announce it, by the way. Atlanta at New Orleans at 12:30, and the other 12:30 selection is Philadelphia and the Giants. All right. And the afternoon game, Miami versus Buffalo, and the Jets at San Francisco.
All right.
The games you will be hearing on your triple header Sunday, Falcons, Saints, Jets, Niners, and then the Sunday night game, Redskins, Ravens. That's your triple header. We've got a great triple header for college football Saturday here on ESPN. Army, Navy, Alabama, Florida, SEC Championship, Oklahoma, Missouri, Big 12 Championship. It's a college football triple header, and we hope you enjoy it starting at 10:30 in the morning with our pregame of Army, Navy on Saturday. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. Chris Craig from Hastings College is going to join us. Plus, we've got more to talk about. We'd love to hear from you. And we got a chance to make you a winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay with us.
Holy shlamola.
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness. Worse.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Danny Show.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878.
Hawthorne Jewelry has been making memories bright for 130 years. This Christmas, let our staff help you make this a holiday to remember. With huge savings on icy diamonds and snowy pearls, we'll give you what's needed to make this the most special of holidays. Let Rudolph's Nose guide you to Hawthorne Jewelry, where you'll find a special gift that shines so bright, why you could even say it glows. Visit us today. We're open late.
We've heard it all our lives. Big guys don't cry. No pain, no gain. Well, there's no gain in the pain if it keeps you from work. At Choice Care Chiropractic, they'll find out what's wrong and if it can be treated. And Dr. Wayne, armed with the latest chiropractic and acupuncture technology in a state-of-the-art facility, will get to the root of the problem. So what do you have to lose? Except the pain. So call Choice Care Chiropractic at 308-398-1900 because you don't have time for the pain.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yee-haw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme test at Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Finelke Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Release weight loss that works.
I spent the last 5 years and literally thousands of dollars trying anything and everything I could to lose weight. Nothing really worked until I found Complete 500. Complete 500 gave me so much energy and truly burned additional calories. I could see and feel the difference. Complete 500, It really does help burn additional calories every day.
Only at your Tri-City GNCs in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
When you buy a new 08 Ford, Frontier Ford thinks you'll like it so much you'll want to own a piece of the company that built it. That's why with every new 2008 purchase from Frontier Ford, you get 100 shares of Ford Motor Company stock. That's in addition to up to $12,000 in rebates and discounts. Believe this, despite what you might hear, this is a brilliant time to buy a new vehicle from Frontier Ford as they clear out the 2008s and add in the 2009s. Sound like a deal? Head to Frontier Ford, North 281 Hastings, or on the web at SpadyAutos.com.
Down from 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute offense.
Colin Cowherd, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Daddy, on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 60. West winds will also stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will become cloudy with a chance of some snow showers late, which may mix with some rain at the onset of the precipitation. Lows reach 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Frontley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what this Sunday is, Daddy?
Yes, I do. Pittsburgh and Cowboys. And a pancake feed going on as well.
That's right, the annual UNK softball pancake feed, where the girls get up earlier than they do to go to class. It's at the American Legion in Kearney on the Bricks, 1223 Central Avenue. Actually, I think the Bricks end right before, you know, about a block away, right?
Real soon, yeah.
By the new jail. It's going to be going on from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Sunday. Cost of a ticket is just $4, or they can be free. I've got a pair of tickets to the UNK softball pancake feed this Sunday. Oh, and it's great. They have a little silent auction as a fundraiser. You got pancakes, you got sausage, you got eggs, you got a little juice, a little coffee. Oh, they do a great job. You get to meet the coaches and the players. And
some of their parents are even there. Is Max going to be there?
The UNK softball pancake feed is this Sunday. If you would like a pair of tickets, be caller 3 at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. Caller number 3 will give you a pair of tickets. Breakfast will be on us and the UNK softball team.
A little bit of weirdness out there. Did you hear the Nittany Lion was arrested for drunk driving? That's right. The mascot went down 3:15 November 22nd in the morning. James Sheep was pulled over. No status on his Rose Bowl if he will be invited or be able to take part. So James Sheep's in a little bit of trouble, and we don't know if he can attend the Rose Bowl on January 1st.
Wouldn't that stink? I mean, idiot, but timing, too. Come on. Also this week, the National Finals Rodeo gets underway in Las Vegas. That begins its 10-day run this Friday. So some local talent, or Nebraska talent, as always, is out there. And, of course, you'll be able to see a lot of that coverage on the ESPN Family Network's National Finals Rodeo. Always a good time. I'm sure there's probably quite a few people in the listening area that are heading out there for a few days.
Be safe while you're out there.
Some of them probably don't even know they're heading out there yet. They'll just, hey, you want to go? Okay, let's get on Priceline. Find out. Today, the preview edition of Huskerland Prep Basketball is also out, and we have the preseason top 10 rankings from Bob Jensen, direct from the home office in Central City. And here are his boys basketball rankings. The number one teams that he had in the boys rankings in Class A, Creighton Prep. No one from outside of Lincoln and Omaha ranked in the top 10. Class B, Ralston, number one. Beatrice, second. No one from the listening area is ranked. McCook is eighth. I don't consider McCook in the listening area. I know we have fans and folks that are down there. I just, it's an hour and 45 minutes away. So Lincoln would be in the listening area, so I'm just saying that. Class C1, defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia is number one. Grand Island Central Catholic is ninth. In Class C2, I find this somewhat interesting. Loup City is sixth. The defending state champions from Elmwood Murdoch, fifth. Archbishop Bergen, who, Wes Eichmeyer's gone and your scoring record's safe, so now they're back in C2. Ponk is third. Ravenna is second.
who's number one? Another area team.
C2? Well, Axtell's got him.
Axtell is number one in C2.
Really? Brent Heinrichs. Hope he got that corn out so he can go to practice now.
Well, on the that's one of those things where some of the football teams, how does that affect? I mean, you guys went to the state football finals when you played and turned around and came to play basketball. What was that like?
Well, it's a different kind of shape, and it obviously, we only had about, I believe, five practices before the first game after the state finals in football, because one of us pushed back, or maybe that's just the way it fell that year, but I believe five practices. But, the game shape's totally different, so it takes you a couple weeks to, but you're in pretty decent shape already, but the game shape's where it kills you. You gotta hope your depth can step up and play some minutes for you early on in the season. But
were you a captain?
I'm sure it was.
Okay. You sure that you didn't say, hey, coach, we don't need any practice, we're ready to go?
Well, we were. Yeah.
Oh, and let me throw this out. Axtell and Ravenna, same sub district.
Great. Yeah, wonderful.
D1.
So now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some game that sneaks up when you're not. That's why, you got to be ready to go on every night. And some of these teams that, you should beat by 25 points, and they sneak up and they hit a couple early threes and you let them hang around, Doug. We talk about it. That's why those games early, and I'm talking before Christmas, when you're getting out of football late, the focus becomes very, very.
They start with Pleasanton Thursday night.
There you go.
That's our doubleheader on Power 99 as a tip off the season as well.
And obviously when I played, the wild cards weren't available, so.
Yeah, but the districts are bigger. Something tells me that these teams wouldn't be in the same district. Maybe they would. I don't know. D1, here's something I never thought I would say. Burwell is number one. I know. Arapahoe is seventh. In D2, Ewing is number one. Hampton, sixth. SEM, seventh. Ahead of Pleasanton, eighth. I just heard coffee being spit up in Pleasanton. I just heard that. Now, there's something, again, hopefully, yay. Let's go to the girls' rankings. Lincoln Southeast is number one in Class A. Grand Island is eighth, and Kearney is tenth, according to Huskerland Prep. Kearney is headed to Hayes, as always, to, beat up some teams that play Alma. Kearney, get out of that tournament.
Well, yeah, we said that for a long time.
Maybe not get out of that tournament. It's too bad. There's three teams maybe in there. Half the field is, big time, Hayes, Great Bend.
Manhattan.
And then all of a sudden, Kearney's playing a team that would be C1 in Nebraska.
Oakley.
What? You got it. So, too bad that can't be all the level of Class A or huge Class B schools. Class B girls, South Sioux City is preseason number one. Holdridge is ninth. Class C1 girls, Bishop Newman is number one. Kearney Catholic is fifth in those rankings. Class C2, Ravenna number one, Cambridge number two in the girls' rankings, according to Huskerland Prep. They met in the district final last year.
I'm going back, Doug, all the way. Burwell at number one. You mentioned that. I'm still having trouble digesting that. Just Burwell and basketball have never been a traditional power. And you're right. I will say something about SEM. They have a very, very strong freshman class. I don't know how many of those kids are going to step up and play varsity immediately. I do know their freshman class is very, very strong up there, and could be a contender for the next couple, 3 years, and something to be reckoned with.
Ravenna and Cambridge would not meet in the district final this year. They are in opposite districts. Sutton is fourth. Blue Hill, eighth. Kennesaw is tenth. Again, Sutton, fourth. Blue Hill, eighth. Kennesaw, tenth. And you don't know how this is going to... This is pretty... they're supposed to be.
Throwing darts.
Sutton, Blue Hill, Kennesaw, all in the same sub district. And on the other side, Ravenna.
Who else is in with Ravenna?
Axtell, who should be good. Shelton has a good girls' team. Elm Creek is always pretty good. All in the same sub. D1 girls, number one, Bancroft Rosalie. Silver Lake is fourth. Kiltner, your state volleyball champion, is sixth. Eustace Farnham, eighth. And Bertrand, number ten. D2, Ewing, number one. Pleasanton girls, third. Lawrence Nelson, sixth. That's Huskerland Prep. You can go find out more at huskerlandprep.com. With the Rivals Network, and the preview is coming out today.
You got to figure Bertrand just needs to climb two spots to make it to the state finals in D2. D1, excuse me.
He's such a loser.
They just need
that
to climb.
Is unbelievable.
What? They've been D2, now they're D1. It's the way it goes.
Let's see, are they in with anybody? Eustace Farnham is in their sub district. And Juanita Palisade, who's ranked, is also in their district, so it won't be a cakewalk for them. Those teams. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Going to talk a little national soccer.
We're also going to talk how, that's right, Barry Alvarez's name is linked with Maria Sharapova as well. Back
on the Tuesday trivia as well.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Danny Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Hey, Golly!
Yes, Greeny?
What is the coolest thing you've ever done outside?
Is this conversation being recorded?
Yeah, it is.
Well, then I can't answer on the ground. It may incriminate me.
Well, let's try this. Have you ever done any backwoods camping?
No.
Did you ever go kite surfing in the middle of nowhere?
Sure! Okay, I've never done that. Well, what's your point?
Well, Hummer just made the all-new H3T. It's kind of like a pickup, but not really, because you can configure the vehicle for all kinds of outdoor sports.
Like croquet?
No, it's great for things like fly fishing and motocross biking. It has a serious towing capacity, so you can tow a boat, too.
Well, you know, croquet is an underrated sport.
You don't need an H3T for croquet.
What if you wanted to play out on the Serengeti or something?
Okay, it's good for extreme lawn sports as well.
Aha!
What?
See?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, you finally came around. You're seeing things my way.
No, I just gave in, so we can move on. There's a difference.
They call me stubborn.
For more about the all-new H3T, the most versatile Hummer ever, go to www.hummer.com. Hummer, like nothing else.
See 18 of Disney's unforgettable stories come to life in Kearney when Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic. Takes the ice at the first year event center from December 3rd through December 7th. Join the celebration and sing along with 24 of your favorite Disney songs, as well as the arrival of 65 beloved Disney characters. Get your tickets to Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic today at DisneyOnIce.com or at the first year event center box office. People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yeah, can you talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think. May I have your attention, please? The Big Apple Sports Bar would like to once again introduce you to the original and really the biggest TV in Kearney, possibly the state. The 7-foot by 13-foot HD projection screen TV. You have got to see it to believe it. So get to the Big Apple and check out this TV for all the Husker and NFL games this season. Enjoy great food and drink specials while you watch this huge TV. Only at the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney.
Countdown for 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute off.
Alan Coward, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up around 60. West winds will also stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will become cloudy with a chance of some snow showers late, which may mix with some rain at the onset of the precipitation. Lows reach 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, here's one for you, Daddy. Columbia, Missouri has an interim police chief, and he has decided to take the sting out of Missouri's loss to Kansas with a little humor. Captain Tom Dressner put out a news release announcing that he intended to issue warrants for the arrest of the entire Kansas football team. The charge, robbery, stemming from the Jayhawks' victory over his Missouri Tigers. The release, which was addressed to the Lawrence, Kansas Police Chief Ron Olin, said Columbia's major crimes unit is poised to carry warrants to Douglas County authorities. The Lawrence Journal World reported Tuesday that Dressner said it was a robbery in plain daylight. In response, Lawrence, Kansas Mayor Mike Deaver says he thinks, quote, there needs to be a warrant against the entire Missouri football team for impersonating a top 10 team.
They traded touchdowns four times in the last 6:52 of that game.
Daddy, what's your favorite part about soccer?
Scoring.
And that happens when? At the very end, they have penalty kicks.
Oh, well, yeah, that's exciting.
And that's what Hastings College needed to advance on and make a trip out to Fresno, California, where they're getting ready for a second-round NAIA National Tournament game coming up tonight against Concordia of Oregon at 9 o'clock Central Time. And we are pleased to welcome Coach Chris Crank here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how's California?
Hey, California is, you know, today it's a little chillier than what we've been experiencing in the last few days, but it's absolutely wonderful. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, we're glad to have you on. Your team has really put together a nice run here, getting by LaGrange in the first round a little over a week ago, doing that on penalty kicks. And, you know, that was a very solid soccer team. I guess let's start there. When your season's on the line and it comes to penalty kicks, that has to be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I think I grew a couple more gray hairs as those kicks were, you know, starting and whatnot. But, you know, it is always nerve-wracking. And, you know, and the biggest thing is, you know, we prepared our team for it. I mean, we spent the week at the end of our practice sessions, you know, doing penalty kicks and having our goalkeeper, you know, get in goal. And, you know, we would just tell him, hey, all you got to do is make one save. You make one save and you put us in a great spot, and we tell our players that are taking the penalties, you know, just put them away. That's all you have to do. No, you know, there's no pressure. You make your kick, just have the confidence to know that our goalkeeper is going to make one save. And Cody Potia, player from Lincoln Pius, our goalkeeper from Lincoln Pius, made one save and that did it for us. So we were, you know, not only nervous beforehand, but, you know, obviously afterwards excited and thrilled to get to California.
Chris, I'm not going to try and babble on and act like I know a lot about soccer, but I'm guessing in a regional and tournament like this, defense is a premium. If you guys could score early, obviously the emphasis has been on defense this whole season probably for you.
Absolutely. We've been to this is our fifth national tournament, and you know, in 2001, that was a lesson that we had to learn, was defending is so important, staying organized, staying compact, and not making any real mental mistakes can lead you a long way. And in 2003 and 2005, the 2 years we went to the Final Four, our team defending was absolutely exceptional. And you know, really in those games, a lot of those games were one goal, two goal games, and that's what you have to do. You know, if you defend well, you keep the game simple and you capitalize on one or two of your opportunities that are, you know, are going to be slim, you got a good chance of advancing into later stages of the tournament.
Chris Crank, the head men's soccer coach at Hastings College, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously the season didn't start off so well. You've played 16 games now without a loss, and your record 17-3-1, so you took some lumps right off the bat. What did you learn in those first couple of weeks that got things turned around for you?
Well, you know, the thing that we do, you know, in terms of our scheduling is we can only schedule six non-conference. And so our philosophy is to go out and play the best teams that we can find on the schedule. That means we have to travel distances. We have to travel distances. And so we got a call from the University of Rio Grande coach, Scott Morrissey, maybe a year and a half ago, about going up to in playing in this tournament, and we had faced them in the national semifinal in 2003, where they won the national championship, and then beat them in 2005. And I don't know if he was looking for a little bit of revenge from that loss or what it was, but you know, and so we go out, we and we took that, you know, we took the invitation and went out there. And you know, I think we had a few young players playing, and so maybe didn't understand the caliber of play, and it really allowed us to show, you know, some of the things that we needed to work on. It exposed certain areas that our boys maybe not, you know, weren't as in sync with yet, and so that allowed us to, you know, work on some things. And sure enough, a week later, we play the number two team. At the time, it was the number two team in the country, Concordia of California. And again, you look at that game, and it was our defending that won the game. And you look at the two games before that with Rio Grande and Notre Dame College, it was defending that lost those games for us.
Hastings men's soccer coach Chris Crank joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously, you look at this deal as a whole. Oklahoma City awaits you should you win. Are they? They're the number one seed. Are they heads and shoulders above the rest of the teams in this?
I don't think they're head and shoulders. I think the game last night against Fresno Pacific, we had a chance to win that, or watch that, I'm sorry, watch that. And really, Fresno had plenty of opportunities to win that game, and they were... I was really impressed with Fresno Pacific. And in the same hand, I was also impressed with Oklahoma City. And we got the chance to watch University of Rio Grande, University of Mobile, and any of these teams. Even today, we'll go out and probably watch one game, my assistant and I. And any of these teams have the chance to win it. I mean, they're all at a very, very high level of play. And so, but Oklahoma City is legit. They are very good.
Well, finally, Coach, let's preview tonight. Probably a little difficult to scout Concordia of Oregon, but you did have some time. What do you know about them, and what concerns you about them?
Well, I think the first thing is the first thing that concerns me about them is the unknown. You know, but I do. I've never seen them play. We've never matched up with them, but I'm good friends with their coach, so. You know, I think during the year we had no idea that we were going to face each other, so we were talking a little bit about each other's teams and probably giving away too much information, or, you know, a few months ago. But, you know, and the reports I've gotten, they're similar team to us, have a lot of American players, very blue-collar mentality as far as work ethic, probably a little bit of a different style than us. They're probably a bit more direct in their play, which means they're probably going to play a little bit more of a longer type ball than us, where we like to keep it on the ground and possess it. So I think it's going to be an interesting game from that aspect. You know, they have a lot of, you know, West Coast players. We have a lot of Midwest players, and so you get two different types of styles, different types of players out on the field, and so I really like our chances. I think we're confident. We're on the streak right now where the guys are playing well together. They believe in each other. They trust in each other. They've been working hard for each other. So, you know, I really like our chances tonight. But at the same time, Concordia is going to be a formidable opponent, and they're going to work hard, and you know, they're coming off a big upset win against Concordia, California, down in Irvine, and Concordia, California is a heck of a team, and for Florida, Oregon to win that game, you know, says a lot about their team, and also says a lot that, you know, they're a never die team. I mean, Concordia, California scored 30 seconds left in the match, and Concordia of Oregon scored with about 10 seconds left in the game to tie it up. So, you know, you talk about scoring, and there was a lot of scoring in the last minute of that game. So, I think it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, I'd love it. The more scoring, the better it is.
Well, Chris, hopefully,
exactly.
Hopefully more for you guys tonight. Best of luck against Concordia of Oregon. Don't come home from California too soon, okay?
I hope not. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, best of luck. Chris Crank, the head volleyball, or head, why do I say that? Head soccer coach, men's soccer coach. They're out in California, where they usually play a lot.
Fresno, enjoy it.
By the way, Dana was also in the tournament yesterday. They played. Everybody's already won one game. They knocked off the number four team in the entire tournament in the first round, and then they got beat 7-0 yesterday. So, sweet. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. A chance for you to be a winner when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
15 years, Vision Computers has sold hundreds of thousands of computers and grown by leaps and bounds. Why? Because customers trust Vision's quality components and 3-year warranty backed by outstanding U.S.-based remote tech support and an average hold time of just 15 seconds. Get a laptop for $499 and desktop for only $399 and ask about 6 months, same as cash financing. Visit visioncomputers.com or call 877-9-VISION. That's 877-9-VISION.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, in a typical utopia, you spend hours frolicking in lush green meadows and splashing around in crystal clear waterfalls. But in an auto insurance utopia, you can compare Progressive rates to those of other top companies all in about 8 minutes, leaving you plenty of time for, well, frolicking. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Illinois, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm begins a 4-game road trip on Friday as they travel to Lincoln to battle the Stars. Saturday they're at Cedar Rapids, face off at 7:05. The Hastings College men's soccer team is in Fresno, California for the NAIA National Tournament. Their second round game is tonight at 9 o'clock against Concordia of Oregon. A win puts them into a quarterfinal on Wednesday, also at 9. The UNK men's basketball team will be playing Dixie State on the road Friday. Then the men and women are off until December 12th when they open conference play on the road. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams will host Midland Lutheran on Wednesday night at 6 and 8, then travel to Yankton, South Dakota to play Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon at 2 and 4. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Alabama State Wednesday night at 7. The Nebraska women's basketball team opens a 4-game homestand tonight, hosting Oral Roberts at 7:05. In wrestling, the Huskers are headed to the Las Vegas Invitational this weekend, while UNK and Hastings College will be at the Fort Hays Open. And that's a Sportsman.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motor Works on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, except for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 60. West winds will also stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will become cloudy with a chance of some snow showers late, which may mix with some rain at the onset of the precipitation. Lows reach 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 46.
Glad to have you along with us. Daddy, they're going to play another NFL game in London. The Buccaneers and the Patriots.
Kills those teams going over there. It kills them. You saw what they did to San Diego. I think that's the lone reason.
Yeah. Jordan Larson, good. First player to ever be named the Big 12 Volleyball Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. Sydney Anderson, Nebraska Center, Newcomer of the Year. John Cook is the Coach of the Year. Sellout. For the first two rounds of the NCAA Volleyball Tournament, Nebraska plays Liberty. Alabama Birmingham takes on Missouri State. Coming up on Friday, UNK women's basketball team beat Dana last night, 86-62, a career-high 19 points for Caitlin Petrie. Johnny Mildenberger, who's been playing real well lately, also had 19 points in that contest. They're now off until conference play begins on the 12th. The Lopers, Josiah Parker, RMAC Player of the Week. The men will play Dixie State on Friday on the road. For Hastings College, Lindsey Ducey, not a bad week. 3 games, 17.7 points, and just over 9 rebounds per ball game. Player of the week. Nebraska women, 5-1, trying to bounce back from their first loss of the year at New Mexico. They will host Oral Roberts, 5-1 tonight at 7:05. The Huskers' Corey Montgomery. Big 12 women's basketball player of the week. If you have not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia for the last 2 months, you are eligible to call now. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. We've got a bevy of trivia questions awaiting, and the first person to get one right will win a $25 gift card just in time for the holidays from Troutman's Quality Meats. Got a bone-in ham there before Thanksgiving, and I'm turkey. Don't, I mean, it's all turkey, but also bone-in ham. Dad loves ham and beans. Crazy. I mean, whatever. Big bone in ham. Huge bone in ham. Very good. Very good. Gonna take us a while to eat that baby.
Good, but you enjoyed it.
That's right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. And who is up first today?
Brett Bertrand.
Okay, here is your trivia question. Daddy, fire away.
In the NBA, who is the leading scorer in the NBA right now?
Kobe Bryant.
That is incorrect.
Bye-bye, nerd. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Daddy? You got another one.
I got another one here.
Fire it away.
Mike, the Giants have won 7 games in a row. Who in the NFL has the second longest winning streak?
Falcons.
That is incorrect, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Gonna have to turn your radio down, please.
Sorry.
Who are we chatting with?
This is Brent.
Okay, let's go with this. Nebraska plays Liberty in the first round of the NCAA volleyball tournament Friday. What is the Liberty mascot?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well, I was going to say, that was wrong.
A bobcat.
I'm sorry. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-ESPN. I said we got all kinds. We got all kinds. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Dan's from Loomis.
All right, we're going to Loomis, Daddy. Are you going to repeat, or are you going to go with a new one?
I'm going to go with a new one. Jim, this NFL team scored the most points this year.
Well, I know it ain't Dallas. I know it ain't Detroit.
3, 2, 1. Bye, Jims.
Take a guess, Jim. Take a guess. Take a guess. I think he hung up. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Mark from Minden.
All right, Mark. Daddy, what do you got? I can't ask Mark the volleyball question because I know he knows it. So you got to ask him one of yours.
All right, Mark. We all know that the Detroit Lions have lost 12 in a row. This team has a second. This is the second longest losing streak to this point in the NFL. Who is that team?
St. Louis Rams.
You got it, Mark. St. Louis Rams have lost 6 in a row. They have the second longest losing streak.
All right, let's test his knowledge. Okay, who scored the most points in the
LeBron
NFL?
LeBron James.
No, that is Dwayne Wade.
Oh, NFL.
No, that's fine. It was still, we were going to get to that. Dwayne Wade is currently your NBA scoring leader. The New York Giants have scored the most points in the National Football League.
352.
The Indianapolis Colts currently have the second longest win streak in the National Football League.
Sits at 5 games.
And the Liberty Flames from the...
what was your volleyball question, Mark?
Liberty Flames.
Oh, he was going to go back.
Hey, Mark, hang on. Derek will get the information. $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's Quality Meats. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Mark hanging on, and Derek will take care of that. I think we have pretty much got through everything that we're going to get through today. A lot of Big 12 talk coming up as the week progresses. We'll be talking with folks from Oklahoma. We'll be talking with folks from Missouri as we get ready for the second meeting. And right now it's a 17-point favorite for Oklahoma. All these games, big spreads. Florida favored large.
Yeah, it is ballooned. And the over-under is 79 points. So obviously people expecting scoring how much. Boy, 79 is a monster number. But yeah, that line opened at 14.5, Doug, and it is 17 across the board. A lot of people, Florida opened at 8.5. That is now 10 across the board on that. So a lot of people interested in those games. Army-Navy, you mentioned, going to be start off our triple header. 11-point favorites the Naval Academy is over Army. So that's an 11-point spread on that.
Also, we did have a winner of our UNK breakfast and a softball pancake feed.
Yeah, Bill from Hartwell's eating some pancakes.
All right, Hartwell.
Where are you, Bill?
Coming up, of course, later on this week, we finally got a full week for the first time since the state volleyball tournament. Thursday, our NFL power rankings. How far up are the Cowboys going to be as they get ready for their matchup with the Steelers? Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We'll be doing that on Friday. Daddy will make some picks that we can laugh at as well. And a whole lot more coming up on the show this week as we get ready for the winter sports season as well and Nebraska volleyball NCAA tournament.
Well, hopefully we're going to hear that announcement that Nebraska is headed to that January 1st bowl in Jacksonville as well. As soon as the Holiday Bowl says they're not in contention officially.
Today the BCS, the Holiday Bowl says they don't want Nebraska. The BCS has to officially release Nebraska, which they will, and we should, it should be done by the end of the day.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!